It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Uh-oh. I see. I see how it is now. I see what we're doing, Reese. Mm-hmm. It is hump day. If you ain't humping, you ain't trying, people. It's the day before. Reese, I got a question for you about your potato salad.
Okay.
Mustard, mayo. I mean, which one is? Are you mustard based? I'm
clear to mustard based because mayo is not one of my favorite. I mean, I include it because I have to, not because I want to.
Okay. Because if you look up Southern potato salad recipes.
Yes.
Once you get past your picture.
I got you. Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I'm just saying, I've got a few of them that come up. It just makes me wonder. I don't know. But welcome back to the Sports Shot. Sports Shot, Reese and K-Mac, man. We got a lot going on. We got tons of stuff going on today. It is the day before Turkey Day, and that's what I'm going to call it, day before Turkey Day. Tons of football. We get a chance to watch football all day. We get a chance to watch basketball tomorrow. That's all we get to do. So it'd be tons of that going on. We got tons of that. Casey, do we have poll question for today? Casey not talking to me.
Or maybe JoJo.
Did I hurt his feelings when I said something about what's the name of that damn college up there in Asheville?
Warren Wilson.
Did he go to Warren Wilson? I mean he looked like an Asheville guy.
He
like an Asheville guy. He spent a little time in the mountains.
Living off the earth. That kind of guy.
Why you gotta be living out there?
KC, are you? Where are you?
What is that? What is living out the earth? What is going on? He said living out the earth.
You know you live out the earth. You know, they just have a commercial. Eat wild hickory nuts and stuff like that, and stuff like that.
Stop. Just stop, what? Man.
Oh, just okay. Man, it's the day before Thanksgiving. No, I'm already into the holiday season, if you know what I mean.
So we got, what? I stocked up yesterday. As new arrivals come in.
I know. Hey, I got some new arrivals too, by the way. Yeah, just FYI. Some new stuff. And by the way, I kind of figure out, me and Dee Woods, we kind of figure out what you was talking about this turkey thing. I didn't know that was an air fryer big enough to put a big turkey in, unless you're going to cut it up.
You know. It's actually an infrared fryer, which is an air fryer.
Oh, okay. It's large enough to put a turkey in it.
Yep. It's large enough to put. It's a large cylinder.
Okay.
And it's large enough to put a turkey in. So essentially,
look at you trying to be all fancy. Look at you trying to be all fancy and stuff.
What? Yep. Won't he do it?
Fancy, huh? You fancy?
I tried to get your boy Gresh to come on over, but he won't do it. He wants to stay old school. There's something wrong with you old school cats, man. Y'all gotta come on over, man.
Yeah, he's traditional. He like it, I know. Black and white, straight down the middle. That's where Gresh is.
Yeah. Man. But see, you know what, though? Once he gets a slice of this one, without all the reason out, he'll come on over.
Okay, well, you got to update on that one, brother. I'm looking forward to seeing how that turns out. Since you're trying something new this time. Okay.
You know what? Actually, it's new to everybody else. It's not new to me. So,
that's what I'm talking about.
You know, I wouldn't roll it out if I didn't already have it done. You already know that.
Okay, there you go.
But hey, we get a chance to talk to this young lady each and every Wednesday, and the day is no different just because it's the day before Turkey Day. We get a chance to talk to the one and only Lauren Brownlow. What's up, Brownlow? Well, we're just preparing our dishes for tomorrow. Getting ready.
Yeah.
Getting ready. What about you? I'm sure you're going to your mom and dad's.
We're hosting. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
We're hosting, and my husband's doing most of the cooking. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. He, that's for the best for everyone involved. But I'm trying to cover him where I can. You know, I'm trying to do what I can to make his life easier. And but it's for the best that I'm not too near the stove for important dishes. So, now.
So Brownlow, you telling me we put you on paper plates and ice?
Yeah, yeah. Or rolls. You want to toast the rolls?
Yeah, rolls. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Yep. Set the table. It's all important. Hey, and listen, somebody's got to buy the food. So
there you go. There you go.
Yes. Yes.
That part.
Yeah, all of those things are absolutely true. So, yes, you know, to make sure it's an enjoyable experience, someone has to set the table. Someone has to get the ice. Someone has to get the cups. All of that. You're exactly right.
Also, the alcohol. So I was in charge of buying that.
That's the most important part of the entire day.
See, everybody, the cook at Thanksgiving is like the quarterback, you know? They get too much credit.
Talk to
me. You still got to have the offensive lineman in there to do the dirty work.
The guys in the trenches. You got to have the guys in the trenches doing the dirty work.
What's the name of that award? The Outland Award? What is it again?
The Outland Trophy.
Yeah. See, the Outland Trophy winners are the real Heisman Trophy winners, you know. But nobody pays attention to that. So, anyway.
I mean, this could be Brownlow, a year, probably not for the offensive lineman, but it could be a year where, you know, a non-quarterback at least gets some Heisman love. Just say it.
Wow. Nice. That just makes the quarterback so weak.
Well, I mean, to be honest, fair, I came out.
Well.
Yeah.
If we're being fair, I mean, we love Bryce Young, and I mean, really, then the guy from Ohio State, like, really, seriously, I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, so are you punishing Bryce for playing
on
Alabama?
Because speaking of O-lines, what happened to y'all? Y'all always have like an unreal one. I was seeing some pass protection numbers the other day. I was like, that's not Alabama. You're making that up, and it was.
Yeah, this is one of these funny kind of years, you know. It's just.
I mean, it happens. You would think. I just didn't know it was capable of happening to y'all. Still, I thought the only position Alabama missed on was kicker ever.
And here's the crazy part about it: this year we got a kicker.
I know.
Offensive lines.
Last couple years, y'all had good kicker.
and this will be the last time we focus on kickers again. Now we use. We used two good scholarships on damn kickers when we should have had them on offensive guards. See the difference?
Listen, you don't really think that after all that you've seen with kickers in Alabama. I don't think you really think that.
Right.
You think that.
So
I don't think it's wasted.
Speaking of, we're kind of complaining here earlier, LB, about the college football rankings that came out yesterday. The fact that we dropped, and it's all about the eye test, because the Ohio State played so well and beat Michigan State, so they kind of jumped us in the standings because we didn't beat Arkansas by 50 points. I mean, really? I mean, I don't get that.
I mean, look,
what you mean
comparatively
well?
Speaking.
What do you mean well?
They jumped them for me, too.
What?
I know. It's just, I'm not punishing. I think it'll work itself out. Like, y'all, the thing is, y'all are going to get Georgia at some point. So, like, you'll have plenty of opportunities to build that resume. God, that sounds so condescending to say to Alabama.
Right?
I realize how it sounds as I'm saying it. And I'm like, oh, y'all have opportunity to prove yourself. Like, as if, yeah, whatever. But no, I mean, you know.
What is going on?
They got it. They do have like a slightly better. Well, I don't know if that's a better loss right now with how Oregon's looking, but you know, they similar loss profiles, I guess. And Ohio State, I think it's hard because they started out the season looking so rough. I mean, they were ready to fire their defensive coordinator. You know, like
right.
And
that's right.
And it's just like they've gotten it together on both sides of the ball, frankly. And they're starting to look more like juggernaut Ohio State that we're used to seeing. So there's probably some recency bias there too. But I'm checking scores on Saturday. I had a wedding this past Saturday. I'm checking scores and I'm looking at the Ohio State and I'm like, that's the second quarter? No. Like, man.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
I know. I had that same.
That's pretty unreal.
49 nuts. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Who does that? Yeah.
Y'all usually, that's the thing. So that's part of it. They're like, wait, Alabama's not beating people by 50? And Ohio State is? Okay. You know, it's really an homage if you think about it.
Okay. That is.
Well, you okay. So I had to, you know, contort myself earlier in the show to say I was wrong. To say I was wrong.
Uh-oh.
And it's the Cincinnati thing, right? I haven't been able to.
Hey, I was wrong too. I did not think that they would make it into the top four at any point this season, and I did not think it would be this week. I was surprised.
I knew they would make it in the top four because people like Reese and others were out there early on talking about the road to victory, you know, moving around electoral votes on a big map, trying to figure out how to get Cincinnati into the conversation. So, and they did a great job. And now here we are.
Yeah.
And now everybody's looking at them. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I mean, who goes there instead? You putting Notre Dame there instead?
Yes.
Yeah. That's...
See, yes. And not me. And I thought I thought that the committee would. You know, I really did. I thought this was the week that they were going to, in spite of the head-to-head, have Notre Dame jump them. But if you look at, you know, if it's close, you probably got to go to head-to-head, right? And then if you look at Notre Dame, they are playing better. But I don't know that you would look at who they've beaten in recent weeks and go, oh, yeah, there's some real good wins in there. Virginia's probably their best win in the last couple weeks here.
I mean,
so, it's not Notre Dame's fault. Right, but their schedule didn't end up quite being what it usually is. USC's looking kind of rough. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's not, Navy's not as competitive as they are half the time. Like, there's a lot of issues with their schedule right now. And then the best game on their resume right now is probably that loss to Cincinnati, to be honest with you. So if that's their best game on their resume, Cincy's got to go ahead of them.
We talking to Lauren Brownlow, Rock LB, each and every Hump Day, same place, same time. And just FYI, the committee, they put Cincinnati there just solely for entertainment purposes. They know at the end of the day, they're not going to be there. They know this.
No.
They know this.
Well, I saw speculation that actually they want them to get in as a four seed so that Georgia beats them down or something like that. And I'm just like, because that'll prove somehow they don't belong or something. And I'm like, no, y'all. Notre Dame get no offense to the Irish, but they get in there, get blasted a lot. Like, they're still getting an invite. So why are we pretending that that they would have any leg to stand on, right? If they were like, well, they got blasted, so they don't deserve to be here. I mean, seen the last couple of years. Like,
that's true. I think she's right about that when came back.
They get in there and get blasted a lot.
Well, that's an equal opportunity thing, you know. That's not a G5 there you go. Versus P5 or whatever you want to call it. Ohio State didn't score a point in it for a hot minute there. Like, you know,
they went
years without even scoring. So, like, I'm just saying, I don't know that anybody could, with a straight face, look at, like, a result that happened in a one-off game with Cincy and whomever and go, oh, well, now no more G5 teams get invited? Like, I don't buy that argument. I'm more with y'all. Like, I tend to think that they just won't. They'll find a way to not have them in. Like, they're not getting in. But this is a way of seeing, like, see, we had them in our top four. They just weren't able to make something up.
I got two quick questions. I'm trying to see I got one. Okay, I ask this question. The game means more to NC State or UNC this Friday.
Ooh.
Well, I think it has to mean more to NC State because if they don't win it, they don't even have an opportunity to get to Saturday and see what Wake does. You know what I mean? So I think because if they get to Saturday and if Wake loses, you know, that's it. And State takes the Atlantic. You know, that's all. But they have to win. If they don't win, obviously that's moot. But if they win, they're still in the conversation. So you just got to figure out I was talking to but a friend yesterday that will remain anonymous. You got to figure out which way State's heartbreak is likelier to play out. Is it that it gets ripped, the Band-Aid gets ripped off on Friday? Or is it likelier that they win that game? Like they're like they should win that game, you know?
Right.
And then get to Saturday and have Wake, you know, make it a moot point. So I don't know. I don't know what's likelier, but either way, they just feel like whichever way the heartbreak wheel spins, one of those is happening.
But would you think that for Carolina purposes, I mean, this would put them at a 7-win season and beating NC State, that made their season right there by winning this game?
I mean, would we say that it made it, though? Like, that's the thing. The one thing I would say, the rest of it still happened, you know? And so, yeah, like, now, I will say this. I know it's important to Mac Brown. He views state championships. I'm using the air quotes that I know I need to do, or else I'll have my mentions fill up, you know. That stuff's important to him. Honestly, like, they've lost some disappointing ones since Mac's come back. But they have done pretty well, especially the last couple of years, against in-state teams. And so, you know, that they take pride in that. They want to be good against in-state teams. And I think they also want to be good on the road. Like, that's – I think it's important to Mac and to that program to see them take positive steps forward. But, like, we can't say it's more important to them because they got nothing at stake really right now.
Right. Okay. Fair. Okay.
So, man, it's understanding this. And this just kind of let it all play out, I guess, you know, at the end of the day. But would you say this is, during Dave Doran's tenure, his best team and possibly his best chance to win an ACC title?
I tend to think, yeah, I mean, it's up there. I think all things considered, right, like they've had some good offensive teams under Dave Doran. But maybe the defense wasn't quite what you wanted it to be. And then sometimes you've had the other way around and the quarterback play wasn't what you wanted it to be. This is probably the most balanced team he's had in that perspective, you know, since he's been here. And yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, it's sort of built up after last year and what they were able to do and kind of surprise some folks. And he's just, you know, kind of built it forward into this year. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it's up there in terms of his better teams. I think that's why it's so frustrating for State fans. You know, it's like they beat Clemson. They did what they were supposed to do. And they're still, you know, because they couldn't quite get it done against Wake, they still find themselves here, you know. Maybe you can even point to the Miami game, not even the Wake
game.
You know
what
I mean?
There you go. Let's not even put Wake in there. Handle that business. Yeah. But anyway, okay. All right, we'll find out. Last LeBron Lowe for me is you are a Panthers fan.
Yes.
This week, are you a sad Panthers fan or are you a Panthers fan?
I'm closer to a Panthers fan than I have been, you know, in a while. Cam being back is exciting and he played well and I'd love to see, I'm withholding a little bit of judgment on Joe Brady. You know, I'm in the Joe Brady Cam Newton combination till I can see him for another week and see how they do. And, you know, it's exciting. And I just wish that, you know, I don't know how you watch that game on Sunday and you don't look at it and go, okay, wow, Ron Rivera comes back in here and coaches circles around Matt Rhule. They fired Ron Rivera to upgrade, you know, to Matt Rhule in theory. But I mean, I don't. At best,
no.
It's lateral.
No,
you know?
I mean, lateral move at best.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, they got coached circles around. And, like, to be fair, obviously a lot of former Panthers on that team and on their staff, it's not like they don't know. You know what I mean? Like, they have a lot of inside info, so to speak. So I get it. But at the same time, they got coached circles around. And a lot of the same issues I had during Rivera's time are still things. You know, under Matt Rhule, like the silly penalties, like the timeouts. Let's just burn
the
timeouts in the first
five minutes
of each half. Exactly. That makes sense. You won't need those. Got to save that 5 yards on delay of game. I want to throw something every time they do that. I hate it.
Jeez, absolutely.
That
correct.
Is right there.
That was horrible. And they were dealing with a limited playbook with Cam, seeing that Joe Brady.
Sure.
Seeing that he's only been there for a week and a half, so.
Which, right. You know. So I want to give him some more time and see how it looks after a week to maybe you open things up a little more. I know Cam threw well on yards, on throws of 10 or more yards. So maybe you can open it up a little more and go downfield a little bit more.